Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our tri-state forecast calls for a sunny day today, a high around 75, possibly 80. Details in just a few minutes. Some news and events coming up in our region this week. Coming up today in Sharon, Sharon Green Committee meets at 4, the Sharon Board of Education at 6, Park and Recreation at 6:30, Inland Wetlands meets at 6:30. In Salisbury today, the Board of Selectmen at 5, the Pathways Committee at 5:30, at 6:30, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Sheffield today at 6 o'clock, the Conservation Commission meets at 7, the Board of Health meets at 6. The Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting tonight at 6:30 via Zoom. Falls Village, of course, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30, the Board of Finance at 7. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning has their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Town of Pine Plains has their workshop tonight at 7 p.m. Weebatuck School District Board of Education meeting is being held tonight at 7 p.m. in the library. Coming up tomorrow in Sheffield, Council on Aging at 10:30, Cemetery Commission at 4, and Ag Commission at 7. In Cornwall tomorrow at 12 noon, the Senior Monthly Luncheon, Footfields, Furnace Brook Road. You must make a reservation at 860-480-0600. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen meet at 3 p.m. Salisbury tomorrow at 5 p.m., the ZBA at 7:30, Salisbury Rec. In Cornwall tomorrow at 5, the Wastewater Committee via Zoom, the Park and Recreation via Zoom at 6:30, Planning and Zoning via Zoom at 7, and also the Housatonic River Commission via Zoom at 7:30. Village of Millerton, New York, they have their workshop meeting coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. Kent Board of Selectmen meet tomorrow. That meeting is set for 6:30. In Hillsdale, due to an increase in COVID cases driven by the Delta variant, the September Town Board meeting will be entirely virtual. That meeting will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. Dover Union Free School District has a meeting for the Board of Education at 7 o'clock tomorrow. On Wednesday in Cornwall, Board of Education has a Zoom meeting at 4:15. In Dover, a special town board meeting on Thursday at Dover Town Hall. The public is welcome to attend. Taconic Hills School District has their Board of Education meeting coming up in North Canaan. The Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals on Thursday, the Taconic Hills School District has their open house from 6 to 8 p.m. for grades pre-K through 6, junior, senior high school, grades 7 through 12. That runs from 6 to 8 p.m. On Thursday in Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. Ancrum Town Board meeting, the regular town board meeting, is on Thursday at 7 p.m. Region 1 has been granted permission to offer several COVID-19 vaccination clinics this fall, one coming up on Friday, also one Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and the 29th. Each one of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7, offering three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations. According to CDC guidelines, it is for Northwest Corner residents only. Coming up on Friday, family-friendly astronomy with Rick Costello. That is happening at the Stockbridge Library. It's free, and all ages are welcome. Meet the Cub Scout Night, Pack 11 in Kent, looking for new members at the Kent Congregational Church, Parish Hall outside. That'll be Friday at 5:30. Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, Peddlers Anything Flea Market on Saturday from 8 till 2. Cornwall Conservation Trust 5th Annual Cleanup Green Day will be Saturday from 9 to 11. All people from Cornwall are urged to come together and sign up. Pick up supplies or road assignments between 9 and 10 at the Cornwall Conservation Trust Office, 7 Railroad Square in West Cornwall. Face coverings are required. Pick up trash and debris along town roads and return the trash to CCT office when finished. Northeast Millerton Library presents its Cookie Cook-Off. That happens Saturday from 10 till 12. You can sample entries and vote for your favorite. The winning baker receives a gift card to the Millerton business of their choice. The 14th annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association golf tourney and pig roast happens on Saturday. Find out if there's more information, jumpfest.org, if there are still openings. The first annual Millerton Food Festival is village-wide all day. It's being held September 18th. For information, millertonnewyork.com. Salisbury Bank has a free community shred drive-up day at Millerton Branch. That happens on Saturday. Identity theft is a big concern in our region. For more information, SalisburyBank.com. Salisbury Family Services, celebrating Salisbury's own clothesline art show and sale, benefiting Salisbury's artists and artisans at the White Hart Inn on Saturday from 10:30 till 3:30, early buying from 9 to 10:30. For event sponsors. The Town of Dover Recreation presents Dover Day at Boyce Park. That is happening on Saturday, September 18th. Carnival rides, food, face painting, Harlem Valley Car Show, cornhole, family entertainment, new merchandise vendors, information booths. And it starts at 1 o'clock and goes through the fireworks. For information, DoverRecreation.com. The American Mural Project has Art of the Work Gala coming up on Saturday, that at 6 p.m. Check with the AmericanMuralProject.org for more information. Amenia Lions Club's 7th Annual Community Classic Car Show at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater, Sunday from 10 until 2. All proceeds benefit the Amenia Lions Club Community COVID Relief Fund. It is rain or shine. Our business brief written by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 34,607.72, the NASDAQ at 15,115.49, and the S&P 500 at 4,458.58. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.